702, The Midday Report, Monday to Friday,
12 to 1 p.m.
So I was having a look at a video on Business Insider today, a video that actually comes from Lundbo.com originally, and it captures a swarm of locusts moving through the grasslands outside the eastern Cape town of Graaff-Reinet. And we know that other countries have seen this infestation, I suppose you can call it, of locusts. And now we're seeing that in South Africa as well. A locust swarm, 1 square kilometer in size, can eat the same amount of food in a day as 35,000 people. So let's find out a little bit more about this. How worried should we be about it? Dr. Gerard Verduin is a consultant at CropLife SA joining us now. Dr. Verduin, thank you very much for your time today. So we've seen this video that's been published on Lundbo.com of this swarm of locusts outside Graaff-Reinet. Is this unusual? Should we be concerned about it?
It's not unusual because we sent out the first warning from CropLife SA about last year, just before the COVID lockdown started in the beginning of the year, because the climatic conditions were conducive for an outbreak of locusts. And so this swarm for me is not unexpected. I've been expecting it all along, and I've been warning people to prepare ourselves for quite a significant outbreak of locusts all over the Karoo region. And what happened over the last couple of months was exceptionally good rain over most parts of the Karoo north of Graaff-Reinet, and the veld is in the best condition I've seen it in all my life. So it's expected to have locusts that break out in most parts of the Karoo and even some parts of the Kalahari.
And what impact will these locusts have on the crop or on any farming that's happening? Is it something that we need to be concerned about, or is this just part of the cycle of life?
It's very much part of the cycle of life. And if it's a very good rain year like this in the northern part of the Karoo, which is north of Graaff-Reinet, then most farmers will tell you the impact of the locust is not that much, because there's a lot of green material in the felt. And what they also do, they deposit their own droppings in the felt, which is then a booster for the felt to regrow again. So the impact is not that vast on normal felt. The concern is when the locust starts swarming in thick swarms. Now, you mentioned 1 square kilometer. That's actually a small swarm. I've seen swarms myself of hundreds of square kilometers in the Karoo in the end of 1986. And then when they start swarming in those big numbers and they move over to the crop farming area, like in Craddock, where we've seen them in this past season, then it becomes our concern for food security, because if they go into cash crops like maize or sweet corn or wheat or even some of the vegetation or the vegetable crops, then they become a real problem. So we see quite a large outbreak now all over the Karoo and the Kalahari. But our concern is that the coming season, I expect a pandemic outbreak, because the condition of the Karoo are conducive for them to lay eggs now. And if it starts getting warm around September, with all the soil moisture and expected more rain to come around that time in the Karoo, there's going to be quite a massive outbreak. So I'm more concerned about the future season than the current one, because it's getting cold now. So I don't think there's going to be another outbreak. And
so in light of that, sorry, Doctor, to jump in there, should we be doing anything now to ensure that this isn't a problem in the next season? What is your advice, or what's your warning here?
Well, we've asked the farmers to report into the Department of Agriculture and the RF and locust office when they see any pink locusts that are emerging in the veld, because they have locust teams all around the country that are equipped with the right spray equipment and with a pyrethrum insecticide, and they're well trained, so they can control the hopper bands or even the flying swarms when they come out. And that's what people should do. So we actually ask all people, whether you want them to be sprayed in your farm or not, just report in that to get an idea of the magnitude of the outbreak.
Dr. Gerard Verduin, a consultant at CropLife SA. Really interesting story there. Go have a look at that video on Lundbo.com. It's also on Business Insider of that swarm just outside Graaff-Reinet. And as he's saying, it's not this season that he's that worried about. It's the next one. So something we will be keeping an eye on.